You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's domestic violence shelters more than doubled their referrals over the past year, while the legislature reduced their requested $8 million budget down to $1 million. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, doorbell camera footage caught vandals in Heber City cutting down pride flags and making the Nazi salute. Police say the vandals hit other homes and even vandalized Encircle downtown. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, that's going to be emergency traffic in Utah County due to a vehicle fire about 1600 North in Orem. It's blocking both. It's blocking the right lanes and delaying both sides of travel. Michelle Rowan, the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful sunny weather and the pattern lasts. I'm Kevin Eubank.
62 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's that time of year, spring break for lots more travel, and that can mean higher gasoline prices, partly because of the demand. Gasoline regular grade went up on a national average 8 cents a gallon to $3.45, according to the Energy Department. A driver in Detroit.
Inflation, I mean, it's, you know, one of these things that we have to live with. We might not like it, but we have to deal with it.
Tomorrow, a former Trump advisor reports to jail in Miami, Florida, Peter Navarro. For a four-month sentence, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts denied Navarro's request to stay free while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction for ignoring a subpoena from the January 6th committee. Former President Trump on social media calling for members of that panel to go to jail. Famine conditions in Gaza called unprecedented by the head of the UN Office on Humanitarian Affairs, urging Israel and Hamas to let in truckloads of aid. This is ABC News.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the KSL in-depth. Did you ever hear of this? Counterfeit car seats. They're becoming more common. The Tooele Health Department is warning that using these fake car seats could put your child at risk. Joining us live, Jamie Anderson, Tooele Health Department's Health Promotion Coordinator. Jamie, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
So this is kind of catching me unaware. So let's start with this. Counterfeit car seats. What?
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of popular online retailers that allow third-party vendors have started selling counterfeit car seats. And these counterfeit car seats do not meet the federal safety standards, and they're not going to keep your child safe. So just kind of through our network of child passenger safety technicians throughout Utah, we've been hearing more about these counterfeit car seats.
You're talking about they're sold via Amazon and maybe Walmart.com like that?
Right, yeah, some of those online retailers that allow third-party vendors.
So do they say, like, Graco on them, but they're not?
As far as I'm aware, they won't say the brand of the manufacturer. They'll look very similar to one of those approved car seats, but they won't have the brand name on it.
Okay, so what signs should parents be watching out for?
Yeah, so there are a few things you can do to spot a counterfeit car seat. One of the big ones is to check the labels. So approved car seats in the U.S. have a big warning label on them, as well as a label that shows the information of the manufacturer, the date it was manufactured, and a lot of times it'll also have the expiration date on it. a counterfeit car seat will be missing those labels or have a lot of spelling and grammatical errors on them. So that's a big clue right there. Another thing you can do is to check to see if the car seat comes with a manual and a registration card. Here in the U.S., car seats are required to come with safety manuals and a registration card. So if they don't come with those things, it's probably going to be a counterfeit car seat.
So you have to read the fine print on the tag. That's very important. And look for errors in spelling?
Yeah. Yep. On those warning labels or on the labels on the car seat. Yep.
Anything else to watch out for?
Yeah, a couple other things. You can check the harness of the car seat. If you have a little one, a 5-point harness is really important for your car seat to keep your child safe. Counterfeit car seats will have really thin harness straps, and a lot of times they won't even have a chest clip. And that chest clip is really important to keep our little one safe. So that would be another hint that it's a counterfeit. And then the last thing to watch out for is if the cost seems too good to be true, then it probably is too good to be true. A counterfeit car seat is going to cost a lot less and weigh a lot less than a standard car seat that meets those federal safety standards. But remember, it's not going to keep your child safe. So it is worth the investment to do your research beforehand, purchase a car seat directly from the car seat manufacturer's website, or even just go into a store and purchase one.
Jamie,
those are going to be the best things you can do.
Thank you so much for the heads up. Jamie Anderson, Tooele's Health Department Health Promotion Coordinator. We appreciate it. Watch out when you buy a car seat.
911 emergency.
The kid and my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.